Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about We're Coming For You, SAR. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, you notice how in your country you have all these little miscreants running around and doing all kinds of dumbass stuff? Oh yes, but the government wants here. Why? Because they're cheap labor and they're easy to control. Kind of, sort of. Really? Not really, but hey, we're still bringing them in. I know, what's his name, fucking Elon Musk loves these bastards, but they suck at life. Just saying. Yeah, this dude, they should really put his brain to sleep, but they won't. Yeah, these people, they want to sign a petition so they could keep this ass? No, we don't need this dumbass here. We should sign a petition where people should send his ass home after he goes to prison. Yes, that is better, don't you think? Yes, friends, in case you haven't signed that shit, you should really sign this petition. Fuck this guy, in my opinion, right? Yes, fellas, you should see how they are in their home country. India, Bangladesh, fucking the shithole, the sewers. Yeah, these people drive like shit. Why? Because they like playing and shit. Apparently. Oh, yes, these guys with cow dung, it's something magical for them. But we're not talking about them playing in the poo. We're talking about them and buses and all kinds of stuff. They shouldn't be driving, in my opinion, but it is what it is. Well, let's watch the clip.
Bangladesh, there are no traffic rules. You won't see a single bus that is in good condition here. Collisions and scrapes between vehicles happen every day.
Yes, friends, in case you can't tell, all these Pajits are really, really, really fucking stupid. Yeah, they're dumber than fuck. But yet, they're right here, bringing them into my country. Yes, and sure, that's going to be fun. But no, we should kick these bastards out because they suck at life. But they won't because we suck, right? Just saying.
The roads here have no traffic lights, and the concept of maintaining a safe distance doesn't exist.
Yeah, you think these people give a shit about laws and rules and traffic and all that? Fuck no, they're retarded.
To compete for passengers, the vehicles in front are always pushed forward by those behind them, resulting in daily traffic congestion.
You see? These weirdos are their own worst enemies. Then what the hell are you gonna do with them? Deport them all!
During these times, a manager with a stick appears to tap on the buses, reminding the drivers to leave quickly.
Oh yeah, so you gotta beat these stupid motherfuckers with a stick so they could listen. Yep, that sounds about right. Don't you agree, fellas? Yes, and they're bringing these people into your country. Yeah, do you want these people here? I don't, but it is what it is, right? Until you get tired of it and you start acting upon it. Yes, how long will it take you to get tired of this shit? I don't know. Just saying.
Drivers never repair their vehicles because the cost of fixing a bus is too high.
Oh man, I hate people like that. Yeah, they don't fix their shit. They let it turn into crap. It gets worse and worse. And then you have to deal with it because this shit's on the road. Yeah, so stupid. But yeah, people are bringing them here. Yes, don't do that. Get rid of these people. Yeah, if you don't, I will. You're not gonna like it when Gonzo does it. Just saying.
Even if repaired, the vehicle will get damaged again. It doesn't matter if the glass is shattered or the paint is scratched, as no one here pays attention to the bus's exterior.
Yeah, I hate when pieces of shit don't take pride in their work. Yeah, whatever it is, even if it is scrubbing toilets, you should take pride in what you do. Make it the best that you can possible. Because if you don't, then what the hell are you? Just saying.
As long as it can drive properly. To attract more passengers, the doors are always left open.
Yeah, if these freaks want to entice more people to go on your buses, why don't you just bring kids along? Oh yes, I'm sure they'll do something fun with them, don't you think? Just saying.
And the conductor stands at the doorway to call out to potential riders. Passengers can get on and off the bus anytime, anywhere during the journey.
Yeah, these people shouldn't be getting any cash and prizes. They suck at life. But yeah, here we are, right? Yes, I wonder when people get tired of this crap and they start retaliating. Yes, it's sooner or later it's gonna happen. Yes, you think all this SAR bullshit's gonna protect them? No, it's not. Well, what do you guys think? Am I full of shit or am I right? Who knows? Well, let's say. Anyways, you guys better take care of yourselves and get ready because the future, who knows, man? It might be crazier than you think. Well, anyways, goodbye.
You know the 80s miss you, right? Let me guess. No one even talks face to face anymore.
Here? We're out until the streetlights come on. You should stay. The world feels real here.
We've got mixtapes, Friday night diners, cruising down Burnside in your friend's Camaro. What's 2025 got?
Yo, what are you even doing in 2025? Out there, it looks like everyone's glued to their phones, chasing nothing. No block parties, no Friday night hangout.
Do you even remember what it's like to really be here? Out here, time doesn't race, it breathes. And if you've forgotten that, then maybe that's why the 80s are calling you back.
Yo, you coming or what?
You don't get it. The 80s wasn't just about neon lights or mixtapes. It was about being here, actually being with people. No screens in your face, no noise from the future. Just the moment. The 80s miss you. We all do. Maybe it's time you came back.